It's live expert money and real estate advice every Sunday. Elise Glick is on 95.5 FM and AM 750. News Talk WSB.
Everybody, welcome back to the Elise Glink Show. Happy Father's Day. I hope that all the dads out there and the uncles and the grandfathers are going to have a great afternoon. 404-872-0750. We are here rebuilding America one house at a time, starting with yours. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Lines are wide open. I want to start with mortgage interest rates. Don't forget to go to thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter. There's a special offer going out in this week's newsletter. It'll, I think, be in the Thursday newsletter. We do these newsletters now twice, Monday and Thursday, and you're not going to want to miss it. It has to do with investing in real estate, which I think is absolutely crucial now, and tied to mortgage interest rates. So this week, we saw mortgage interest rates jump up so that a 30-year fixed rate loan is at 4%. 4%! Oh, no, you would have thought the world had ended. Seriously. I got emails and calls from people who are suddenly like, you know what, at 3.25%, I was going to buy a big house. Now I'm not going to buy anything. What? Really? I don't understand this at all. I mean, I just keep thinking back, and maybe I'm just an old fogey now, but when I bought my first house, and it was 11.75%, and I felt lucky to have it, and I actually met somebody this week who had a 16% loan. They bought at the absolute height of what went on in the 80s, and they still felt lucky to get a loan. And they refinanced as mortgage interest rates fell. But 16%. It's like bragging rights on the other side. I didn't even refinance when the rate went down for a 15-year to 2.75%. I'm at like slightly over 3% on a 15-year. But I'm now in my second year of it. And, you know, there's just so little there. And I've been paying extra anyway. And I really probably only have about 7 or 8 years left on this loan. It's cheap enough. But to flip around the other way and say that 4% is too high, really? How are you going to feel when mortgage interest rates are 5.5% again, or 6%, which is still below the historic norm for 50 or 60 years? Yes, since 1993, mortgage interest rates have been about 6% or below. But 6% is a lot higher than 4%. And I can already hear what you're going to say to me. You're going to say, wow, this is like maybe 2 years down the line from here. If I'm still on this show doing this, you can call and we'll discuss. But you're going to say to me, wow, I should have bought that house at 4%. Wow, that was a really cheap interest rate, because now interest rates are at 5.5% or 6%. How do I get one of those 4% loans? And I'll say to you, they're gone. Just like 3.25% or 3.5% is gone for a 30-year loan. It always seems really easy in hindsight and really cheap in hindsight. And all I'm trying to do, folks, is tell you that we are still in the land of unbelievable affordability. We are still in a place where buying a house, buying an investment property, makes a huge amount of sense. We're still in a place where you can go and purchase your piece of the American dream and be thrilled about it. Are you going to get the kind of deal you would have gotten in 2009 or 2010? No. But there's still amazing deals to be had, because even though home prices are rising, they're not rising that fast for homes priced in Atlanta, the greater Atlanta area, for homes priced at $100,000 to $200,000. They're just not. Yes, they've gone up some. But remember, median price, average price, is influenced so dramatically by the, you know, $40,000 house that's now taken off the market. And I'm still hearing about a lot of those. Clayton County, Jonesboro, that whole area, there are great deals to be had. Start with school district, move your way out, concentric circles, buy an investment property, buy a couple of investment properties. You buy a property for $45,000 or $50,000 and you rent it out for $800 to $1,000 a month. And that is a deal that I would take any day of the week. It's a great long-term deal. Now, you're going to get a deal like my friend Michael, who bought a house for, you know, $2 million in 2010 because the people were desperate to move and now it's worth $3 million? Probably not. But I wouldn't get that deal either. That's a lot of money. But these $40,000 to $100,000 to $150,000 deals are there. When I was at the National Association of Real Estate Editors Conference a week and a half ago, I sat down with a company called Memphis Invest, and they invest not just in Memphis, but also in Dallas, and they're going to open up in about eight other markets around the country this year. And they turn down 450 investors a month, people who want to invest with them. They buy $150,000 houses, get them fixed up, rented out. They arrange for the financing. And this and then people come in and they want to do it, but they are so specific. Like, you need to learn this. You need to understand this before you can do this. Right? Investing in real estate is a process, but the one thing that we're all really sure of is that 4% cost on a mortgage interest rate is really cheap. And so when I hear people whining about, oh, it's so high now, I don't know if I can afford it, I have one answer for you. Buy a cheaper house. There are lots of cheaper houses out there. If you're in a place where a half a percent is the make or break difference, you are buying too expensive a piece of property. It's not even close. You need to buy the right stuff. You need to buy something that's affordable. You need to be able to make it cash flow positive. If you can't make it cash flow positive now, you never are going to be able to. What is the basic tenet of investment? Right? It's the return. You have to think about the return. You have to think about what you're going to get back and if that's worth the effort. And I'm here to tell you, with investing in real estate, as I've been saying for the last 5 or 6 years, it is going to be, this is the end, the tail end, or the beginning of the end of the best time to buy investment real estate in probably your lifetime. You've had 5 or 6 years to get in. Mortgage interest rates have been insanely low, and they're going to be low for a little while longer. But we're already seeing the Fed start to talk about raising interest rates. We're seeing governments around the world start to raise interest rates. 7 of 10 economists surveyed by USA Today think that the Federal Reserve will begin scaling back its easy monetary policies this fall, and most of the group thinks early fall. That's September. It's June. You've got a little bit of time left to get out and figure out what it is you're going to do. Right? You're already seeing the stock market go down. When interest rates go up, the stock market is going to go down. I don't know how fast. I don't know how high interest rates are going to go. There is no inflation, not really, except for the stuff that we buy and that you buy. But there is this opportunity. It's amazing. And if you are all about rebuilding your life, these are the kinds of opportunities that you have to recognize. You can't just look in the mirror. You can't look in reverse and say, wow, I wish I had bought those investment properties at 4% interest now that the interest rate is 6%. And it's a whole lot harder to make it work. Why? Because once mortgage interest rates get to 5.5%, it's probably going to be cheaper to rent than own again. Right now, it's cheaper to own than rent. You've got affordability because the home prices have come down, affordability because mortgage interest rates are so low, taxes are low, all of that is going to go up. And when it goes up, it will not be as cheap to buy investment real estate. Just isn't going to be as cheap. I don't know how many other ways I can say it. I really don't. 404-872-0750 is our number here at the station. 1-800-WSB-TALK. If you're listening and you're always thinking, I want to call in, and the lines are always busy, they are open. Right now, it's Father's Day. I'm happy to take your call about anything connected to real estate, money, savings. Do you want to share your Father's Day plans? Happy to hear about that as well. It's just super important. All right, when we come back, I think what we're going to do is talk a little bit more about this investing thing. And then I want to share with you some of the other things that I heard about different kinds of real estate across the country and where we are and where it's going. Because it's changing very, very quickly in some other places. And there are bidding wars. I've been doing this show long enough that I already know how to talk about bidding wars to you and what to do. And I actually didn't think we would see bidding wars for a really long time. But we are. And I want to make sure you know what to do when the time is right. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Those are the numbers. Follow me on Twitter, at Glink, already tweeting out this morning, at G-L-I-N-K. I'm Elise Glink. Stay tuned. I'll be back in a moment with more of the Elise Glink Show next on AM 750, now 95.5 FM, News Talk WSB. 24 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. I'm Elise Glink, rebuilding America one house at a time, 404-872-0750. All right, let's go back to the phones. Brenda joins us on the line from Jonesboro. Hey, Brenda.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you celebrating Father's Day today?
Just relaxing on my back porch.
Sounds like a good thing to me.
Yes.
How can I help you today?
Do you know of any bank or mortgage company that has implemented the HARP 3.0 program? Because I'm having a hard time trying to refinance my investment property, and I was told because the HARP 3.0 program has not been, they haven't started on it yet.
I have not heard about HARP 3.0 starting. Tell me a little bit about your property, though. How many investment properties do you have?
I have two, but I've already had one refinance because it was under the HARP program. It was a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, but this one here is conventional and is owned by Wells Fargo as the loan.
Okay, and have you called Wells Fargo directly and asked them to help you?
Yes, they said no. I've called the mortgage company that I'm with, Everhome. They said no, I would have to do a regular refinance, and I'm underwater terribly and can't afford the out-of-pocket money to bring to the table.
Okay, and how? What's your interest rate?
6.250.
Well, is the property not panning out? Are you losing money on it every month?
Not really, but I'm just trying to, you know, get a lower interest rate if possible.
Right.
I've had the property since 2002, and I do have a tenant in it, but I'm just trying to do a refinance before things get worse.
Sure, I understand. Well, the truth is, if it's a conventional loan and Wells Fargo is not willing to help you with one of their own internal programs,
no.
You can call for a HARP refinance to any of the lenders who are involved. It's just that some of them don't do investment property. But I would try some of the other really big names. If you go to makinghomeaffordable.gov, they have a list of like the 42 lenders that are involved in the program.
Okay.
And you can just start making calls and seeing if you can get anybody to help you out.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. 404-872-0750. We have a bunch of people who are hanging on, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this when we come back. I had somebody text me and ask me about the Intentional Investor webinars series. So I really thought that the whole package, the 9 webinars and the 9 ebooks, would be ready to go today. They're not, but they are going to be ready on, I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday. And so the whole package is going to be available for one price. The webinars only are at a special introductory rate right now on my website. So if you only want to watch the video, go to the website right now. If you want the video and the ebooks, there'll be a special discount coupon in this week's newsletter. And if you use that, you'll be able to buy them at a special price. And then they will go up. We might keep them at this price for maybe a week or so everybody gets a chance to do it. But then they will go up. So if you want to invest in real estate, the Intentional Investor, How to Be Wildly Successful in Real Estate series is on my website. Go to thinklink.com, click on the red house. The webinars are there. The webinars and ebooks will be there starting Tuesday. I'm Elise Glenk. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment with more on News Talk WSB. Welcome back, everybody. 36 minutes past the hour. News Talk WSB. I'm Elise Glenk. Rebuilding America, one house at a time, starting with yours. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Online all the time, thinkglenk.com. For great resources on investing in real estate, click on the red house on my website. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Big announcement on Thursday. Follow me on Twitter. And here's a special thing I'm doing this week. Is now the time to buy a house? We've been talking about that today. You know the answer is yes, but there's going to be new information. I'm doing a special web chat on Wednesday, June 19th at 1 o'clock Eastern. It features myself, Steve Cook, who blogs for the Equifax Finance blog. Great guy. He used to be corporate communications for the National Association of Realtors, and now he runs a blog called Real Estate Economy Watch. Great blog. And you can find his information on the Equifax Finance blog every week or so. Great stuff. But we also have Equifax Chief Economist Amy Cruz Cutts. And Amy has been a guest on my show here. She's fantastic. She used to be Deputy Chief Economist for Freddie Mac. I've known her for years. One of the smartest economists, and thinkers in the housing market. And she and I and Steve are going to have a conversation, a very candid conversation, about buying a house, about credit, about new trends in credit and what that means for you. And it's completely free. Completely free. If you go to the Equifax Finance blog, and you can get there by just going blog.equifax.com, on every single page you'll see a rectangle on the right. It says, is now the time to buy a house. Click on that, sign up, follow the link, and it'll get you exactly where you want to be. And there are already like 180 people signed up. There's only a couple more slots left for this chat, which is going to be awesome. So I'll mention it again a little bit later in the show. I'll tweet out the address for you, but would love to have you join me, Amy Cruz Cutts, and Steve Cook for a really candid, on-the-record conversation about credit, interest rates, what's going on. It's awesome. Just going to be a great conversation. I can't wait. So that's this Wednesday, 1 o'clock Eastern time, and you can find out more on the Equifax Finance blog. All right, 404-872-0750. Donna joins me on the line. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Elise.
What's going on today?
Question regarding my daughter. She lives in the Winter Park area of Orlando, Florida, in a condo complex.
Mm-hmm.
She's renting right now. One of the units has come up for sale. She's very interested in buying it. Talked to her bank that she's, you know, used for years, as a regular bank, and is basically being told you can't get a condo financed in Florida, period, because the market has been hit so badly.
Well, I don't know if that's exactly true, but there may be some other kinds of issues with this condo property. So one problem is that if there are too many renters, you can't get Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac financing. If there are too many homes in foreclosure, the building's reserve fund may be too far underwater where it should be, that they're not doing financing. So there are issues like that. What's the price of the condo?
$59,000.
Well, sounds like an amazing deal. So
it is.
Do you and your husband want to be, I'm assuming you're married, but do you want to be the bank?
We've talked about that a little bit, yes.
Okay, does she have any cash?
Yeah, she has some.
Okay, so she would, I'm just being honest here, she would have an almost impossible time getting financing for a $50,000 loan anyway in Florida. It's
so
really hard.
It's really just that bad down there.
It's not that it's that bad. It's that lenders don't want to do deals for less than like $75,000 to $100,000. $40,000, $50,000 loan for them is okay, but it's not very profitable. So there's already a pushback.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that nobody would do it. I'm just saying that it is what it is. But it's got to be cheaper for her to own this thing. then rent it. Except you've got to make sure what the reserves look like, what the vacancy units look like, you know, all the rest of it. And if she's prepared to buy it and hold it and there's enough money to keep the property up, this is a great long-term property for you and your family and for her.
Well, and the property is maintained by a property management company. There's an HOA. Dues are pretty steep on that, $250 a month.
Right. Well, that's because there's probably a whole bunch of people who aren't paying them right now. Right?
That's exactly what I thought.
So you have to kind of figure, she has to do a little bit more, right? It's not, you know, on the face of it, you think, oh, $59,000, this is a no-brainer. But now you add the $250 a month, and you realize it's that high because there's a third of the people who went into foreclosure and aren't making those payments. I'm making that number up. Obviously, I don't know what building this is. But you have to do, she has to do some more due diligence and dig a little deeper and figure out all the rest of it. It could be that the seller of the unit would be willing to take back the financing.
And we've considered that also.
And there's no reason not to do that. That might be great for the seller because if it's paid off and the seller is only going to get 0% in the bank, they might get 4% from your daughter. That is a big improvement.
Exactly how I thought about it, too.
So these are all, I think these are all real good options for her. And, what you know, as long as she's got enough income. So if she's got, let's say she gets a, tries to finance the $50,000, and she finances the $50,000 at 4%, it's not very much money. And then you add the $250 on top of it, and for about $600, $700, maybe $800 a month, she's all in.
Yeah, which is maybe $50 more than what she's paying to rent one unit in there right now. She actually lives in one of the units now as a rental.
Uh-huh.
And I suggested to her a couple of the things that you just mentioned. Attend a homeowners association meeting. Talk to some of the other people in the place. There are a fair number of them that are rentals or just, you know, seasonal properties. People just use them a couple times a month. It's an old complex, but it's in a very, very good area. In fact, even at the bank, when she was talking to them and they asked her where, they were like, oh, my God, that's a great deal down in that area.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see any reason not to do it as a long-term investment, but she has to, you know, go buy her my book, 100 Questions Every First-Time Homebuyer Should Ask. You can get it on Amazon for about, I don't know, $10, and Buy, Close, Move In, my other book on Amazon, also for about $9 or $10. Send them to her. She should really read and understand a little bit about the process, what goes into it, what she can expect, what happens when you have a special assessment, and how taxes work, and all the rest of it. And she, it sounds like, I mean, here's the thing. It's a great opportunity. If she takes a couple of days and does some research, I don't think the opportunity is going to go away. But I do think she wants to move and act. And frankly, even if she stays where she is at $800 and she rents that one out for $800, it's break even today and it's only going to get better going forward.
Well, and what has happened with a lot of these units in here, too, is as soon as they get on the market, investors are grabbing them up.
So let her be an investor. Go sign her up for my intentional investor series.
Yeah, she would love that too.
Have her watch it. The ebooks will be out this week. It's honestly, I want people to make an investment in their education because your daughter's how old? She's in her 20s?
32.
She is the right age for a first-time homebuyer, and this opportunity will never come her way again. Never.
And that was another question that I had, too. If would she qualify under any of these first-time homebuyer programs?
She might, and there's a great new website called downpaymentresource.com, I want to say. Let me just quickly type that in. Yeah, downpaymentresource.com. Met these guys at the National Association of Real Estate Editors meeting about a week and a half ago. This is such a cool website. You go on this website, and it shows you if there's any down payment assistance in whatever community, and if a property you're looking at, you type in the address, if it qualifies. I love this website, and I love these people. They're based in Atlanta. It's an absolutely awesome website, and it's free for homebuyers.
Downpaymentresource.com.
Okay. Love this.
But essentially, you're seeing it the same way. There's
so little downside.
No,
there is
no institution that's going to want to touch this.
I don't think so, but so what? This is a great opportunity for you. How much are you getting for your cash right now? 0%.
Well, that's part of the issue. Our cash, if you want to call it that, is in 401k.
Right. Well, if you borrow from it, that's going to be more. So if you don't have enough cash, then you have to look at the seller and see if they can do it.
Okay.
Or maybe there's a grandparent that wants this money and wants an investment.
Okay.
Maybe you put up 20 and they put up 20 and your daughter pays you and you split it around. Right. This is a nice opportunity for easy money back for you guys, simply because you're not making any money on your money. If you have cash, that's just lying around. But I do think that this is a great opportunity. What I wish is that your daughter was the one picking up the phone and calling me today. So give her a gift of information and education so that she can understand everything that's required. She's got the right instincts. She's 32 years old. This is a great move for her. You just have to help her along the way. 404-872-0750. Joelle joins me on the line. Hey, Joelle.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on in your world?
I was calling because I have a question. My husband and I are first-time potential investment property buyers.
Uh-huh.
And I am curious if you've got some insight. We go back and forth between, do we buy a property that we could rent in more of a weekly, seasonal type through a property management company or posted on VRBO, or do we look for something closer to where we live that we might be able to rent to a family, more of a residential, ongoing type of...
It's a no-brainer. Joelle, let me just cut you off here. If you watched my Intentional Investor series and if you read the e-books, which I hope you will do this week, sign up for it,
okay,
you would understand that the very best investment property you can get is a single-family house in a great school district that you rent out. I know people who've been renting places for 20 years.
Okay.
You start with the seasonal, and you have a property management company that dictates what percentage they're going to take, usually 40, 50, 60%. And it's so hard to make money. It's so hard to make money. So then you're looking at price appreciation, whereas now you can buy a single-family house. Let's say you pay $100,000 for the single-family house,
mm-hmm,
or $50,000. You know, I just went through the numbers with Donna.
Mm-hmm.
$50,000 property, you know, that's now financed at 4%. And you're renting it out for $1,000 a month. It's a win-win situation from the ground up, even if you have to put some stuff into it. And so I really want you to think about this, educate yourself, learn about the different values that go along with these different properties, and I know you're going to come to this exact decision. 404-872-0750. Time for news. I'm Elise Glink. Rebuilding America, one house at a time, and News Talk WSB.
Atlanta's 24-hour news button is 95.5 FM and AM 750. News Talk WSB. Depend on it.
It's 11:49. I'm Jed Hickenbotham, live in the WSB 24-hour news center with a WSB news update. The massive wildfire near Colorado Springs is about 55% contained now, but fire officials say it'll be several more days before everyone is allowed back into their homes. Plenty of roads closed, plenty of power outages still reported today here after last week's heavy storms. Officials say most of the trouble in the North Metro area. More protests and more violence in Turkey. Protesters sprayed with tear gas and water cannons today, a day after a public square in Istanbul was ordered to be cleared. And you think parking's a problem in Atlanta? A woman in Boston pays $560,000 for a pair of parking spaces near her home in the Back Bay neighborhood. Your next news update in less than 15 minutes on News Talk WSB.
Good morning, 11:50 in the Cool Ray Carrier, WSB 24-hour traffic center. Still construction activity on the east side perimeter, 20 eastbound out past the perimeter. One right lane is blocked with construction. As a result, the ramps 285 north and east, north and southbound going on to 20 eastbound are shut down as a result. Still some construction activity. Buford Highway connector at slow around Piedmont Road as they get that road work done. And an earlier crash on 20 westbound at the Six Flags Parkway off to the side, not causing any major delays. I'm Doug Hayden, News Talk WSB.
Only a very slight chance of an isolated late-day shower or storm today. Much better rain chances in the days ahead. I'm Channel Traction News meteorologist Brad Nitz. My complete forecast coming up on News Talk WSB.
We guarantee it. When major news breaks,
power has been knocked out to Concourse D.
Severe weather threatens.
Remember that tornado watch is in effect for the entire Atlanta area.
When there's a traffic red alert,
no change. A ramp from 285 northbound to eastbound.
You will know.
You will know.
WSB breaks in before any other station.
And let us 24-hour news,
weather, and traffic station is 95.5 FM and AM 750. News Talk WSB. Depend on it.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Bluebell dipped coconut fruit bars are like being marooned on a beautiful tropical island. Coconut fruit loaded with fresh coconut flakes dipped in decadent dark chocolate. One thing's for sure, you won't want to be rescued.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all quality food stores and wholesale food outlet in Forest Park.
You think it's hot and muggy outside? Go up in your attic. Dave Baker here with Jason Dean from Georgia Energy Savers, my spray foam insulation experts, and you know how much I love spray foam.
Dave, energy bills are so high, it takes forever for a house to cool.
Jason, you're putting your money where your mouth is.
We sure are, Dave. Our product works so well that if you buy in June, Georgia Energy Savers will even pay your June power bill.
So let me get all this. You're cooler. Your HVAC system lasts longer. You're more comfortable. You require less energy and make the planet happier, and Georgia Energy Savers is paying your bills. This is truly a no-brainer. It's the reason spray foam is one of my favorite home improvements. Call Georgia Energy Savers, my spray foam experts, at 678-444-4242 or see them online at GeorgiaEnergySavers.com.
Save money now, save forever on energy bills. Online or GeorgiaEnergySavers.com or call 678-444-4242.
Breakfast is taking over. It has dominated the mornings for years, but now breakfast is entering every meal of the day. Lunch is slowly becoming brunch, and breakfast for dinner. It's not just delicious, it's fun. Yes, there's no stopping the juggernaut that is breakfast. So at Publix, we're matching the most important meal of the day with the most important sale of the summer, the Publix Breakfast Sale. Now, breakfast can take place virtually anytime and for less. At home, on the go, breakfast will be with you. Start your day with breakfast. End your day with breakfast. All while saving money on breakfast. The Publix Breakfast Sale is here, and the breakfast era has officially arrived.
Get to the breakfast sale going on right now at Publix. Load up on 5 to 8 ounce packages of Sargento shredded cheese and assorted varieties. Now buy one, get one free. 12-count boxes or 10-ounce bags of Keurig K-Cups coffee or hot cocoa, including Newman's Own Organic Coffee at $6.99. And buy one, get one free Thomas's English Muffins and assorted varieties in 11 to 13-ounce packages. Only at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Hey, girl, getting engaged means you're going to be the chief financial officer. So start this relationship off right by buying the right engagement ring. Because Solomon Brothers cuts their own diamonds, they can make an offer this strong and this beautiful. It's a 2-carat solitaire set in a traditional 4-prong setting in white or yellow 14-karat gold. The quality is incredible. And it's not 20 grand like you're going to see everywhere else. It's just $89.99 at Solomon Brothers in Tower Place. Details online at SolomonBrothers.com.
Thanks for listening to News Talk WSB. Keep it here all weekend for your chance to win the McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack. You'll pick up a pair of tickets to see the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra's performance of Brahms on June 20th at Atlanta Symphony Hall. A gift certificate for an oil change courtesy of Braxton Automotive. And a pair of tickets to see Cirque with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra on June 30th at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, produced by ASO Presents. The Weekend Prize Pack is presented by McDonald's McCafe. I'm loving it. Thanks for listening to News Talk WSB.
Every Sunday, Elise Glink is live and here to guide you through your money and real estate questions. Only on 95.5 FM and AM 750. News Talk WSB.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Those are the numbers if you've got questions for me. I'm Elise Glink, Rebuilding America, one house at a time here on News Talk WSB. All right, let's see if we can help out some more people. Edward joins us on the line. Hey, Edward, what's going on for you?
Oh, not much today. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Are you a dad?
Yes, I'm a granddad.
Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Little dilemma. I need your advice. Back in 2006, my wife and I built our home, or had our home built, and we got $750 invested in the house. That's paid off. Had a appraisal done last month, and it came back at $550.
Why did you have an appraisal done?
Because I'm wanting to move.
Uh-huh.
I want to go to Florida. We're retired and wanted to go to an area down there that we are real fond of. The dilemma I'm in is whether to try to find someone that would rent the house at an exorbitant price or to sell it at the $550 and take the loss. The way the market is, I doubt seriously it's going to be 10 to 15 years before the market would be anywhere close to you know, what I put into the house.
All right. And you want me to tell you to take the loss because then you can always blame me? Sure.
No.
I'll be the bad girl. No problem.
Well, just trying to, you know, think of it realistically, what the idea should be.
How much is it going to kill you to walk away from the $250? It's a lot of money, Edward. I'm not saying it's not. But, I mean, how much is it going to hurt you in the big grand scheme of things? You paid for a very expensive house in cash. Do you have... Are you worth $20 million, and so really $250 is a loss, but it's not going to hurt you? Or is this like everything you've got?
No, we have other funds.
But do you see what I'm saying? It's relative to net worth. So I have a friend in Boston who's worth about $30, $40 million. $250,000 is what he spends to take his extended family on vacation.
Right.
So it hurts, but it's never going to really hurt him. But if you know in your heart that it's going to take you 10 to 15 years just to get back to where you were, and you could buy a new place in Florida, like we were just talking with Donna, for a fraction of what it would cost you in 10 or 15 years, you're making the money back in a different way. So... maybe if you think about it like that, that you take a hit here, but you get a bigger, you know, you're buying bigger down there, maybe that's a way to sleep at night. And I hope that that works for you, because I think you already know, and that's why you called me, that I'm not going to say to you, wait it out. I'm going to say, take the money and run and go buy something else and move on with your life, because that's all you can do. 58 minutes past the hour. I'm Elise Glink. Rebuilding America, one house at a time. We've got a whole other hour. Call in now, 404-872-0750 on News Talk WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinkblink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on 95.5 FM and AM 750. News Talk WSB.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Elise Glink Show. It's Father's Day. I'm so glad to be here with you. Rebuilding America, one house at a time, of course, starting with yours. Phone numbers, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, online all the time, and tweeting for Father's Day and other things as well, at Glink, at G-L-I-N-K. If you're not following me, you are missing always half the conversation. And there's a lot of it going on right now. Online, thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter. There's all kinds of cool stuff going on, including this Wednesday is now the time to buy a house. We've been talking about this now, but there are two other experts who are going to be joining me middle of the day. So if you want to take like a lunch break, you can join us online. Go to the Equifax Finance blog. We've got Steve Cook, who's a blogger for the Equifax Finance blog and also runs a website called Real Estate Economy Watch. Tremendous amount of insight into the economy, a great roundup of real estate news. He's terrific. And the Equifax chief economist, Amy Cruz Cutts, is going to be with us. She's amazing. She's been on this show before several times. I think she's one of the smartest economists out there about real estate, credit, housing. She used to be the deputy chief economist for years at Freddie Mac, really understands the housing industry inside and out. So we have 200 slots available. About 180 of them are already gone, and that leaves just 20 slots left for you to listen in to this completely free webinar where we're going to be talking in a very candid way about housing and the economy. There'll be some slides and a PowerPoint. You'll be able to see some really interesting numbers about credit, how people use it, and what's going on with housing. So feel free. Wednesday, June 19th, 1 o'clock Eastern. We're trying some new things. I know people keep emailing me about doing when's my next webinar, seminar, online event, offline, real place over at, you know, the Renaissance Waverly or whatever. We're trying some different things. So there's such an interest nationally in what we're talking about on I talk about on this show and what, you know, we talk about in the Equifax Finance blog that we thought we'd give this a try. So it's completely free, Wednesday, June 19th, 1 o'clock Eastern. If you go to the Equifax Finance blog, click on the little box. It says, is now the time to buy a house? Click on anywhere in that box. It'll take you to a page where you have to sign up, and then they'll send you all of the call-in information for this very free webinar. So happy to do it. All right, 404-872-0750. I am delighted to be able to answer so many calls today. Shirley joins us on the line. Hi, Shirley.
How you doing, Elise?
Good, thanks
for my call.
Sure. What's going on this Father's Day for you?
I wanted to know. I have a refinance. I'm going to refinance my home, but I have a second mortgage with the same with the mortgage company.
Yep.
And I wanted to combine both mortgages. But they said I couldn't do that.
Why did they say you can't do it?
Because my home is not valued enough.
So you're underwater.
Right, exactly.
How far underwater? Tell us the numbers. Come on.
Well, I'm just like, it's about, the home is $89,000, and it's valued at now about $35,000.
Oh, my gosh.
The second mortgage is $27,000.
So you have over $100,000 of loans, and the house is worth $35,000.
Yes. But they're going to refinance the first mortgage.
Well, what's the first mortgage loan at?
It's at 6.57, I think it is.
And what are they going to give you?
They're going to give me 4.1.
Okay. Does that actually do anything for you?
It'll do about $150 savings a month.
That's pretty great.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
But I wanted to combine the second mortgage too. But
and what's the interest rate of the second mortgage?
It's 7.5, I think it is.
So the best thing you're going to be able to do is just throw as much money, the extra $150 a month, throw it at that second loan.
Right.
I don't know that there's anything. I mean, you could let the second loan go. You could let it just. You know, they could try to go into foreclosure. They won't.
Right.
But they're not going to, there's no incentive for them to do anything for you.
Right. Because, I mean, it's like, and not only that, it's for like 15 years. So
yeah, you're so far underwater.
I am too far underwater.
Did you buy at exactly the wrong moment, or did you overpay for this house? What happened to you?
Well, no, because I purchased the home in 2002.
Okay, that's before the biggest part of the run-up.
Right.
And then what happened?
Then I got a second mortgage on it so I could do some work on it.
Mm.
And I pulled money out of the house, so I had to do a few little things around here, and that's what happened. So now I'm like stuck, don't know where to go with that.
Yeah, I know you're stuck. Is walking away from the house a possibility?
No, I'm living here. I'm going to live here.
Okay. And you can afford it?
Yeah, I can afford it.
All right, then you know what? At some point in time, this property will come back.
Okay.
And you'll just make it work. If you're committed to living there and you're going to get this break on the first mortgage.
Right.
You know, 4.1% is good. 7.5% is not. but you're so far underwater that there's no other hope for you, frankly.
Right. So if I let the second mortgage drop, that'd be really bad on my credit, right?
It would be.
Ew.
Well, you know, credit gets repaired. It would
right.
take you 5 to 7 years.
Right.
You could call up the lender and you could play hardball and say, listen, give me a lower interest rate or I'm just going to stop paying on this mortgage.
Okay.
But I would wait till you have the first loan redone, you know, done so that
okay.
they can you can get around it. But, you know, the idea there is for them to say, fine, you know, we'll give you a lower interest rate. But when you're making your payments and you can afford them, because, you know, this gets messy. Right?
Right.
If you've got money and you can afford your payments, they're still going to come after you. It's when you can't afford anything that walking away becomes sort of the option of last resort.
Well, I can make the payments, but like I say, I'm 61 years old, and you know I'm to retire and a 30-year loan. That's going to be kind of rough.
Yeah, it is. And
well, what do you think about a reverse mortgage?
You can't. Nobody will give you a reverse mortgage.
Oh, really?
Sure. You have no equity in the property.
No, I don't.
So a reverse mortgage is basically you take the equity and you make a loan against it. But when you have no equity, then, you know, there's nothing there. They can't do it.
Okay.
So that's not going to be an option for you.
Okay.
The only thing you'll be able to do is walk away from this property. And if you do it before the end of 2015, you're not going to also have to pay income tax on the difference between what the home sells for and what you owe. So it's messy. It's messy all the way around.
Yes.
What you're doing is the safe choice for now. You're just getting your payments down as low as you possibly can. And if you can get the second mortgage lender to work with you, even better. Have you tried the Hope for Homeowners hotline yet?
I tried that, but they say I wouldn't qualify for that.
For the second loan?
Right.
Okay. I got no magic bullets for you, Shirley. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. You hang in there and see what you can do with that extra paying down that loan with the extra $150 every month. I would just throw as much as you can at it. Naomi joins us on the line. Hey, Naomi.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. What's going on today?
I have a question regarding insurance on a home, and I heard this elsewhere, but I want to verify it through you, is that if a home, if I decide to rent out a home and I have homeowner's insurance, that would not apply for a rental property.
Correct. You need separate homeowner's insurance for a rental property. If the property is just going to be vacant for 6 months, you need vacant property insurance.
Oh, 6 months, because I had heard it was 30 days.
Oh, no, I think it is actually 30 days. But if you have renter's property insurance, it would cover you for those times that it should cover you for those times that you're between renters. But you'll have to talk to your renter insurance broker to find out the specifics about what coverage you're getting.
Now, is this the case for all states or just Georgia?
No, all states have. It's not the state that dictates it. It's the insurance company. So the reason that you need different coverage for a rental property is it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason you need separate coverage for vacant homes, right? Let's say you move out of your home and somebody's not going to move in for 2 or 3 months to close
uh-huh.
on it.
Uh-huh.
Is because homes that are not occupied have a higher risk of something going wrong and nobody's paying attention.
Okay.
So you absolutely will need different kinds of coverage depending on which way you're going, and I urge you to get it as quickly as possible so that when you rent out the property, you're ready to go. It's like buying a new car. You're standing in the... I mean, I've done this how many times? 2 or 3 times in my life. I buy a new car, I'm standing in a dealer, and I'm on the phone with the insurance company to make sure that that insurance coverage is switched and ready to go the moment I drive off the lot. And that's what you have to do with your home. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We've got a couple of lines open, a couple of people waiting. I'm happy to take your call on the Elise Glink Show, where we're rebuilding America one house at a time. News Talk WSB.
He came to the world in the usual way.
25 minutes past the hour, and I've got a prize pack for Father's Day. It includes a pair of tickets to see the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra's performance of Brahms, June 20th at Atlanta Symphony Hall, a gift certificate for an oil change courtesy of Braxton Automotive, and a pair of tickets to see Cirque with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, June 30th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, produced by ASO Presents. The value of the prize pack, $331, and we're going to give it away to the fifth caller at the prize pack line, 404-741-0750. 404-741-0750. Good luck. All right, let's go back to the phones. David joins us on the line. Hey, David, are you a dad?
Yes.
Well, happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. How can I help you today?
I'm sorry that I do not know if you have already discussed this topic. I hear a lot of promotions on buying houses and flipping. You find a house and flip it away. And they make it so easy. I've been trying for months, probably 3 to 4 months, to get a buyer before I can get find a house to flip.
You want to find a buyer for a house that you don't even own yet?
Yeah, that's, I want to.
Yeah, good luck with that.
No, excuse me. Yeah, you do want to make it hard for me. The way they promote it on television and radio, and all the letters they send to me, go out, find houses, and flip.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's harder than it sounds. Although, and really what I talk about in my intentional investor webinar series is I do not talk about fixing and flipping houses, because that is a very high cost and angst-ridden process. I'm much more in favor of buying a house and having somebody live in it for at least a year, because at least at the end of the year when you sell it, you're only paying capital gains tax instead of income tax. The tax bite on the fixing and flipping, wow, you really have to make a lot of money to get that right and to have it be worth your time. And if you just even hold it, the fact that you're not paying 38%, but you're paying only maybe a maximum of 20%, that 18% difference is a huge amount of profit to give away simply for the pleasure of flipping it fast. So I think you need more information. I think you need to listen to, I mean, I hate to say it again, my intentional investor series, because in my intentional investor, how to be wildly successful in real estate series, I really don't believe in the fix and flip. I really believe in buying and holding, because that's where you start to see huge value. And in the properties that I've had, one of them I've had for at least 14 or 15 years. It's now rented out in a 2-year cycle. It's cash flow positive. Another one we've got rented out, the other one on a 2-year cycle, that's cash flow positive. And that one we had for 8 years. The last property we held before that was a 4 or 5 year hold. So really, when I look at investing in real estate, I want you to maximize all areas of it. It's not just about the sales price. It's the cost. It's the taxes, the whole enchilada. That's what you have to do, David. And there is no such thing as an easy fix and flip. And if I were a buyer, there's no way I would buy a house from you that you don't even own yet. Crazy stuff. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Lines are open again. We'll take your calls next. I'm Elise Glink, rebuilding America one house at a time, starting with yours on News Talk WSB.
Expert money advice you can depend on anytime at ClarkHoward.com at midday every Sunday with Elise Glink on 95.5 FM and AM 750, News Talk WSB.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Father's Day, so happy Father's Day, Grandfather's Day, happy Uncle's Day, and all the rest. I'm Elise Glink, rebuilding America one house at a time, starting with yours here on News Talk WSB. Our number, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Congratulations to Linda, who won that awesome prize pack. Hope you take the fathers, husbands, brothers, uncles in your life to some of those concerts. They sound terrific. We have some lines that are wide open. Join me now, 404-872-0750. Online, thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. I have just tweeted out a little sneak peek of my intentional investor webinar series. So if you follow me at @glink,
at GLINK. You'll be able to see it. Just give you a little taste of what we're actually talking about when I talk about investing in real estate. The little snippet that I put up there, it's just a minute, is on negotiation. And when you listen to me talk, you know that I believe in getting a great deal. For all these years I've filled in for Clark, all these years on this show, you know, we talk about getting a great deal, and negotiation is really a part of that. Understanding how much you can get is so key to getting a great deal. And getting a great deal is intrinsic to making money. If you get a bad deal, it's a lot harder to make money. If you get a great deal, it's a lot easier. And I want it to be easy for you. Because when I tell you that now is the beginning of the end of the best time to buy property, the easy money is over. Now it's the semi-easy money. There's still some easy money pockets, but you got to be sharp. You got to understand what you're looking for. You got to know how you're going to finance it. And when you see a great deal, you've got to negotiate as hard as you can and still get the deal done. And that's really a fine line, right? Because we're shifting into a place where sellers have more control. It's easy when it's only about buyers. When it's only about buyers and it's a really strong buyer's market, yeah, it's easy to basically be obnoxious and just say, I want this, this, and this, or I'm walking away, and they don't have anybody else. That's where we were in 08, 09, 2010, 2011. Even halfway through last year. So you had 4 or 5 years of that. It was really a one-way street. And now it's a more balanced market because in some pockets, sellers are calling the shots and buyers are lining up to get these properties and investors are swooping in. Why? Because it's still an amazing time to buy real estate. I'm just going to keep hammering this home. I know you're worried about mortgage interest rates going up. I know you're starting to feel stuck about it. The number of people applying for a purchase mortgage dropped significantly in the last few weeks, in the last couple of, like, month and a half. It's scary when you don't know how things are going. But we are entering a new era where house volatility is high. We've had two bubbles, one extreme, in the last 16 years. You may not have even realized we had a housing bubble the first time because it didn't happen everywhere. But we've now had two. One total nationwide extreme, right? That's the last 5 years. But we had one 16 years ago. And housing volatility is going to go up and down. This current pocket that we're in feels just like another bubble to me. We're bouncing along the bottom. The economy is coming back, but it's not really coming back. And so until you have a situation where the economy is full throttle ahead, the housing market's going to be volatile. And when the housing market is volatile, that's an opportunity for you. But you've got to understand how to negotiate. You've got to understand what your vision is. On this show, I talk all the time about vision, about what you need to do to see the future. It isn't enough that you call me and ask what my crystal ball says. It just isn't. I was in New York this past week, and I sat down for an interview with a new show on Yahoo called Destination Home. And I'm sitting with the host, and she says, so what do you see coming up? And I said, oh, let me just pull my crystal ball out and polish it up for you. And she laughed. It's a funny line. Because who has a crystal ball that actually works? Right? Nobody does. So I'm telling you how to navigate this new wild and woolly world of real estate and still feel like you have some control. That's what I want you to do optimally. Still feel like you have some control because things are a little bit different. 41 minutes past the hour, 404-872-0750, Rebuilding America. Let's go back to the phones. George joins us on the line. Hey, George.
Good afternoon.
Are you a father?
Yes, I am.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
Sure. So how can I help?
Looking at the possibility of buying a Florida Beach condo.
Why?
Well, it's a place I'd like to be sometime, have a home here, but thinking also about a place in Florida.
Is this like a place you drive to on the weekends?
No, I would go for a few weeks at a time.
Okay.
So I would like to be able to rent it part of the time and keep it for myself other parts of the time.
Okay.
Was wondering about the economics of that and whether I should consider doing that as a straight-out personal purchase or I should establish a business and do it as a business.
So when you're just going to buy one place, I don't know why you'd want to go to the trouble of an LLC and mucking it up that way, especially when you're going to use it yourself. So I probably would just buy it.
Okay.
And then, you know, you're going to have to figure out how you're going to rent it when you're not there. You're going to need a locked closet. You're going to need some other kinds of things in the property so you can go there for a couple of weeks and not feel like you have to drag your whole life with you.
Right.
But I think it's a great idea. I just don't know, you know, depending on where you are, drives the economics of who wants to be there. If you're in a community where they do the renting for you, you know, if you're lucky to defray costs, right? Because
right.
There's going to be a fee for the cleaning service, and there's a fee, you know, 50% that you pay to the community outright. So depending on the cost of the unit and what you can get for the rent, if you're right on the beach, you'll definitely get more. If it's a nice place, it's got the amenities that people want when they go on vacation, you'll get more.
Yeah, and it is. I've actually stayed there for a month at a time, and it looks to be a place where I would be interested in owning. The thing that has me a little concerned is the HOA fees are pretty steep, but they also have a very large amount of money in reserve, which I think is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about $500 a month for HOA.
Well, how much is the property?
About $250.
Okay. That doesn't seem outrageous to me because for $500 a month, you do need a lot of reserves, but Florida requires a lot of maintenance, right? You've got insurance for the property that's skyrocketing. You've got beautiful foliage and gardens and grounds and whatever that has to be maintained. You've got common areas that have to be maintained. So that doesn't seem crazy for that price point. And really, at $250, you're probably talking about something that probably should be a lot higher. What was it a few years ago before the recession? What were the price points in this property?
About $350.
Yeah. So you're getting a great deal, but $500 a month for a $350,000 condo or a single-family house does not seem outrageous to me.
Okay. This is a two-bedroom, two-bath. With a full garage underneath and pool and access to the water, so it's really a nice arrangement and it's kept very well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
So what's keeping you up at night? Like, why are you calling me?
Well, part of it is what I would be able to realize from a rental. If I would be confident of a rental 6 months out of the year, I'd be pretty good. If it's going to be less than that, I'd probably sweat a little bit.
Well, okay. So 6 months a year of renting a property is pretty much the top that I think you would get.
Okay.
Because you're going to want to be there during at least some of the seasonal months, right? So I imagine, is it pretty far down in Florida? South?
It's in the Cocoa Beach area.
Okay, so Cocoa Beach is fantastic. It's a great walk-to location. It's warm for the winter. So if you rented it out, what could you get for, let's say, the month of Christmas? You know, let's say mid-December to mid-January.
Well, the rentals are going for about $2,200 a month.
Okay. So that's a little under what I would expect, given that the property costs $250.
Well, yeah, that's this time of year. I imagine it's probably a little bit more in the winter. I don't have answers for that.
Got it. So you need answers.
Okay.
It's not enough to just go, I don't know what they're going to rent at. Go look back on, you know, one of the rental sites and or talk to the management company and find out exactly what the rents go for.
Okay.
And then you can do the numbers. But if you are telling me that your purchase, your comfort, your sleeping at night is predicated on whether this place rents out 6 months a year, so now you're renting it out for the whole winter. When are you going to use it?
I would prefer the summer myself, but...
Okay. That's fine. So that's great, actually, because then you've got the winter to get the most money, and you can get, you know, 4 to 5 months, and somebody pays you, you know, $15,000, and they're going to rent it out for the winter months. Great. But there's maintenance that goes along with that. There's other kinds of costs that you just have to be aware of so that you understand exactly what you're getting yourself into. Because what if you do only do it 5 months a year? Does that make it so unaffordable that the rest of the year you can't sleep? Then I don't want you to buy this place. If you think this property is going up in value and it looks great and you're going to unload it in a couple of years, and even if you only rent it 5 months a year, it's going to be fine, go for it. But I think you really have to do a little bit more investigating and understand where you're going to be so you feel good about it, George. I want you to feel good about this. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Stay tuned. I'm Elise Glenk, Rebuilding America, one house at a time, and I'll be right back with more on News Talk WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinkglenk.com and find Elise Glenk live midday every Sunday on 95.5 FM and AM 750, News Talk WSB.
54 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. I'm Elise Glenk. Thanks for joining me today. There's some music. 404-872-0750 is our number. If I don't take your call today, you can always email me at questions@thinklink.com. I'm off to Arizona this week to go to a realtor conference, sort of an interesting women realtor conference that I attend maybe every other year or so. There's so much going on around the country with these women, very, very high positions in real estate, come together for 4 days to talk about some of the different issues that they're finding. And I'm going there to actually do a presentation called How to Make Great Video and Look Great on It. So those of you who listen to the show know that we have a television studio and we do video for our corporate clients. And so we're going there to sort of show these women why video is so integral to anything you're going to be doing online for search, for content, and all the rest. And so we're going to be just talking about creating content, creating video, and looking good in your own videos, which I think with a lot of light and some good powder, you're halfway there already. But if I don't get to your questions@thinklink.com is the place to go. And I want you to go sign up for this free freewheeling discussion online at the Equifax Finance blog. It won't actually be there. We're having it in a different location. But if you go to blog.equifax.com, on the homepage, it says, is now the time to buy a house. And if you click there, it'll take you to a page to register. And then once you register, they're going to send you all the information. It's completely free. I'm going to be doing this with Steve Cook, who blogs for it, has been a guest on this show, and is the publisher of the realestateeconomywatch.com, really great website. Also, Amy Cruz Cutts, former deputy chief economist for Freddie Mac, now the chief economist for Equifax. She's going to be on this as well. Brilliant, brilliant woman. Great conversation. I hope you'll be able to join us. It's free. And it's a freewheeling discussion of some of the things we've touched on today and then others down the line. Jason joins us on the line from Conyers. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Are you a dad?
I am.
Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy your show. You've influenced a lot of people with some great common sense knowledge that after you say it, you're like, why didn't I think of that?
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Is there some common sense knowledge I can give you today?
Well, you know what? Yes, and actually go to you because you can probably explain or justify the validity by a statement made by my real estate agent. We're closing on a home in about maybe 11 or 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
But in that process, you know, there were several homes. We're like, oh, let's go look at this one. Let's go look at it. And she said, no, that's bank owned. You know, if you want to move within the next 3 months or so, then, you know, it'll be a 6-month process. And she also said the thousands of homes that are still owned by banks that are not being released to the public because it'll make the housing market look worse than it actually really is and or was.
I can verify both of those. Sure. If you've got a short sale, or it's a short sale is the worst. It can really, even though they're supposed to get these things moved on in 30 to 60 days, it can take 6 months or longer to close on a short sale. And when it comes to the number of homes that the banks are still holding on to, true, there are millions of homes that are still in the shadow inventory that haven't been released. But a huge chunk of them are in Florida, and Georgia is starting to work its way through it. And at the time, I think the banks didn't want to release it because they would have taken bigger losses. Now that the market is improving a little bit, property prices are going up, you're going to see more of those houses come on the market. But she's right. You want to close in 12 days? You can't buy a bank-owned property. Jason, thanks so much for being with us. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Join me online at Glink. Remember, just a couple of days left for those webinars, and then the new version with the ebook comes out this week, so sign up for the free weekly newsletter to get your coupon today. All right, have a great day. I'm going to go celebrate Father's Day with Sam, the man, and I'll be back next Sunday with all kinds of news from Arizona here on the Elise Glink Show, where we're rebuilding America one house at a time. Have a great week. Asking me why.